I do think I think the idea of if the playoffs were today, who gets that first start in the playoffs? I think it's a great question. And mostly, Chris, because I think if we have this conversation 10 days from now or 14 days from now, the conversation might change.
14 days from now, indicating that Alex Cobb comes off the IL and he pitches well?
Not just that, but I mean, you know, Gavin has two or three starts in that time period to show that he's back on the right side of Gavin, you know?
Yeah.
A really bad start by Tanner, and he's been prone to them about once every four starts. That might be something that changes their mind. Like, honestly, even Matt Boyd getting back to being who he was for the first seven starts as opposed to last night where it was a little more rocky, I think that might even give you further pause to maybe suggest throwing him out there. That, again, I think he'd be choice number four, but like, I think that's what's so interesting about this question is it's going to change every time we see any one of these five guys start.
I'd go Bibee.
Why is that?
I think he's been the most consistent. I don't think they need him to go deep into the game based on this bullpen. And I just think, like, I don't know if he has the same ceiling as somebody like Alex Cobb, but I think he's got a higher floor than somebody like Gavin. And Matthew Boyd, I just don't know what you'd gain there. He's older, but he's pitched an inning in postseason baseball. An inning.
And that's he's a soft tossing.
He's a soft tossing guy that doesn't have overpowering stuff. And against the wrong matchup, I think he'd be out of there quickly. I think they'd take advantage of it.
It's wild about the Boyd thing is I've seen their time. The guy has thrown 94 before.
I know.
The idea that that is now considered soft tossing is one of the most interesting statements on the situation in baseball. But I mean, I think Bibee is the in between of Gavin Williams and Cobb.
I also think Bibee's earned it. He leads him in wins. He leads him in ERA. He leads him in strikeouts. He's been the most consistently reliable arm that they've had this year.
I wonder how much that weighs into it for Stephen Vogt. If it were, let's say it was Cobb versus Bibee. I'm not saying it is, because Cobb might not even be in the equation from his side of things. I'd be really interested to get his perspective on the importance of experience, which Cobb has, and I don't want to say perception, because it's not perception. I think it is reality. I agree with you that if we talk about who's been here all season that's earned it, it is absolutely Bibee. Lively's been too fluctuating between good and not less than good. Gavin has had too many clunkers, and you mentioned that first inning against the Dodgers. I'm trying to think. Yeah, none of the other guys that have been here that long matter that are going to be in the equation. So I think that's a philosophical question. And I will say, though, I think if you do send Tanner out there, you better be prepared to have a quick hook. I mean, and I hate to be that way, but that, especially in the ALDS, assuming you get a top two seed, I just think, and Vogt has shown a quick hook in the regular season. Hadn't really had a quick hook with Bibee, though. He's had one with Gavin. He's had one with a lot of guys, almost everybody on the staff, but not Bibee. And that might be something he has to adapt to.
Right.
Because it is, you have such little time and such little margin for error, especially if your offense isn't chugging along. And it's at the same rate it is now, which I think is better than it has been, but still not where it was in, you know, May and early June.
I just think, Nick, there's so much uncertainty with Alex Cobb. He's made three starts in Major League Baseball all year. Not just with the Guardians, but all year. I mean, that's not a lot. It's not a lot to go off of.
I mean, if you trust him, though, to start in a late season game, meaning the final week of the season, if the number one seed is riding on it, what's the difference between that and game one of the ALDS?
Well, my problem is three starts all year, and he's going to be so closely removed from being pulled off the IL. And the nature of the injury that he has is one that could pop up again, and it could pop up swiftly.
I mean, Cobb's stats in those three starts.
They're really good.
They're really, really
good. And his numbers last year, his numbers the year before that. And right, he does have postseason pitching experience, and we've seen him handle the magnitude of that moment and the pressure of that moment, and not everybody's built for it. But I think both in terms of earning it and what it could mean to the future of this organization, I think it's the time to give Bibee a shot.
I think what complicates this question, because Bibee is a swing and miss guy.
He is.
He's got 166 Ks this season and 150 innings. So is Cobb. So like there's, okay, so that's a push. 216-474-0092. How do you set up the postseason rotation? Who do you begin with? If the playoffs began tonight, who do you go with first? Let's go with Jeff. Jeff, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
How you guys doing?
Good, man. Appreciate you.
So I have a question for you. So I heard you talking about Boyd and his start yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're being super fair with that either, considering 9 Ks and only one earned isn't necessarily a bad start. He labored through those two innings because of the stupid errors and stuff. So for me, he's been pretty consistent since he's come back. Yeah, it's the sample size of 7 starts or whatever it's been. We can't fault him for not having playoff experience because he was on a bad team either. So for me, in perspective-wise, yeah, I think we need the lefty in that rotation in the playoffs. But my number one is Bibee, and I agree with you guys on all the points. He deserves it. He's leading in a lot of statistical categories. I like the passion and the fire he has on the mound. Yeah, he's another one, though, that you got to be kind of careful with and keep on a short leash if he's leaving the fastball up. My biggest concern with Gavin is him being able to spot his fastball and him having the movement on it. Throwing 97, and yeah, the stuff that you guys bring up, if you're leaving that up in the zone, he's going to get hammered in the playoffs. My biggest concern is that. I mean, our bullpen is going to be laboring through this postseason. I mean, God, 5 of them are already over, what, 60 innings? I mean, and we're going to keep riding that, obviously. But my concern is the 2 and the 3 starter and how we're going to go around that. I think the bullpen game is going to be a big part of this postseason, whether we like it or not. We've kind of pushed ourselves to that with the way this rotation is shaping up. So Bibee, number one, without a doubt, deserves it. Let's see what the kids got. We've made him the nation. We got to ride the wave. We've come this far. Why not keep it rolling? Have a good day, fellas.
You too, buddy. Appreciate you. Jeff, give us a call there, 216-474-0092 if you want to. The problem with Boyd is, and again, he's been really good. I will say, we seem to want to give him a pass. If you say one earned and you negate the 3 unearned runs, you're probably taking some of that off Matt a little bit. And he did allow, I think it was 8 or 9 base runners to match the 9 Ks that he did have.
Yeah.
So it's, I'm not trying to run the man down, but we can put that start in proper against, by the way, a dog ass White Sox team
that against lefties over the last 2 weeks is batting 100 or something like that.
Yeah, but it's the White Sox. It's the White Sox.
That's what I'm saying. Just, like, woof.
But I think so. I actually wonder if, because the rotation is stabilized here, you know, even though it's not perfect right now, I do wonder whether you've had time to take some of the heat off that bullpen, because I really wonder where you would use the bullpen games, but I'm actually not that worried about the bullpen's health, because you have been able to get some more innings out of your starters here recently. That plus, if you get a top 2 seed, you're going to have a little extra time to rest those guys up. And then once you get into the playoffs, you're not playing every single day back to back to back. So I think the bullpen being overworked thing, I think we're probably past that concern right now. I don't know where you are with that.
Well, the other thing that stands out to me about this bullpen, and look, they have relied heavily on Emmanuel Clase, and rightfully so. He's been dominant, and anybody that had him would do the same thing. And if you have a closer like him, you're going to work that guy as much as you feel fit. But it's not like they go... It's not like there's only one guy in the bullpen that they can go to, and they have to overuse that guy. You know, I think the talent and the effectiveness is spread out enough across, and the depth of the bullpen is something that could be beneficial for them. Look, Steven Vogt's going to have his guys that he trusts more than other guys. and especially when you get into a postseason series. But I think there's enough depth in that bullpen where you don't have to wear down just one arm or two arms or something like that.
Even after losing Hinches, it looks like he's going to be out even next year.
Mm-hmm.
And Barlow just plain not working out in the second half of the season. You still have four high leverage guys. Two or three of them that can give you multiple innings at a time. I agree with you on that. 216-474-0092. Ryan and Akron, you stay there. If the playoffs were to start tomorrow, who gets the first game? Chris says Tanner Bibee. I say Alex Cobb. But I do think between the three guys, I don't know there's a definitive wrong answer.